to you by Puffin.
The First Shadow Dragon by Lee Newbery, read by Callum Scott Howells. Chapter 1. There's a unicorn butt poking out of our lawn. You can tell it's definitely a unicorn, and not just your average horse bum, because its tail is glittery. If it was to do a poo, I guarantee it would be rainbow-coloured. I can see it through the kitchen window, not far from the oak tree, surrounded by piles of loose earth. My heart stops when I spot it there, because if it's not in the house, that means Evie will freak.
I want Madam Sugarpuff!
Uh-oh. The door to the kitchen crashes open, and I nearly fall off my stool as a tiny red-faced toddler barges in, followed by a yapping fox cub, followed by a panting pa, and finally a wide-eyed dad.
Edie, just calm down. We'll find Madam Sugarpuff,
Pa exclaims as my sister tears round the room. Cadnor bounces after her, his tongue lolling and sparks flying from his tail.
Charlie, cries Dad, clamping a firm hand on my shoulder. Have you seen your sister's magic horse?
It's a unicorn, I tell him. And yes, I have. Pa's head whips round when he hears my reply, and he stubs his toe on the corner of a cupboard. He lets out a blood-curdling howl, grabs his foot and starts to hop about the room.
Is it? I think what your pa is trying to ask, says Dad, is where exactly have you seen Madam Sugarflump, so that we may, calm your sister?
Sugar Puff, I reply, nodding towards the window. And she's out there, buried near the oak tree. Dad follows my gaze. Pa grabs onto him for support, one foot still hovering off the floor. He growls when he spots Madam Sugarpuff's bottom protruding from the lawn.
Oh, that fox has been at it again, always burying things. Remember last week when he got the remote control? I had to watch nursery rhymes for the whole day. I was doing head, shoulders, knees and toes in my sleep.
It's true, says Dad. He even grabbed my toes once, thinking they were his. Got a big toe up his nostril for that.
Pa glares at him.
And what about last week when he buried your car keys in the flower bed?
All right, so the little thing's getting up to mischief, says Dad with a shrug.
Cadno is sitting on the floor now, staring up at my dad's with big blinking amber eyes and swishing his tail.
So what? Look at him. He's just so cute.
Dad does make a good point. He might have grown a little over the past couple of months, but Cadno is still basically an adorable ball of fluff. Okay, so maybe his new hobby does include snaffling every valuable object he can find and burying it in the garden. And maybe he does burst into flames every now and then. Just last week, he accidentally set Edie's discarded nappy on fire when Pa was in the middle of changing her.
That was stinky, let me tell you.
But he's still a good boy, doing normal Firefox cub stuff. No big deal. He'll grow out of it. And then Dad and Pa won't be so stressed. It's just been a lot since they adopted Edie a few months ago.
No one's denying he's cute, says Pa, his arms crossed.
But he's also dug up our whole garden, set the sofa cushions on fire, singed the curtains and melted Charlie's homework. I grimace. Cadno did melt my homework a few days ago, a model castle I was building for our Welsh class because we're studying legends and mythology. It was looking good before Cadno got his flaming paws on it. That's what I'd been doing before I was rudely interrupted by the rest of my family, starting to rebuild my castle. I just got the matchstick foundations up, precariously held together by glue. Pa sighs.
I don't know if maybe this is all a bit too much for us.
Dad places a hand on his shoulder.
What do you mean, my love?
Look, Pa replies, gesturing at Cadno, who has begun leaping up to try and grab a tea towel that's draped over a drawer handle, and at Edie, who is squealing as she swipes at his tail. We've got a furry firework from a faraway realm and a two-year-old who thinks she's the queen of the universe. We're out of our depth. We've never had a pet before. We should have started with a hamster or a goldfish, not jumped straight to legendary magical creature who can set fire to things.
Sample complete.
Ready to continue?